Well, Pauline Hanson's foray into the vaccination debate was quickly slapped down by the Prime Minister. And this week, the One Nation leader accused the government of blackmailing families with its no jab, no pay policy, a policy which withholds family welfare payments to parents who fail to have their children vaccinated. The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says the policy works.
It's led to 200,000 young kids being immunised since the introduction in just over a year of the policy. That means 200,000 kids who are dramatically safer, but it also has a huge impact on every child they play with. And this no jab, no pay policy is a strong policy. Yes, some would say it's a tough policy, but it's one that I back 100%.
That's the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, speaking on RN Drive last night. And it is a tough policy. Those statistics indicate that some parents are not deterred by the threat of having their welfare payments withheld. A national survey conducted by the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne, which is released today, has found that 5% of Australian children are not up to date with their vaccinations. And one concerning element of the survey is the finding, too, that of those unvaccinated children, 17% of them have reportedly been refused treatment by health providers because of their vaccination status. Dr. Anthony Rhodes is director of the Royal Children's Hospital Child Health Poll. Anthony Rhodes, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
So your poll suggests that around 5% of Australian kids are not up to date with their vaccinations. Is that number on the rise? Has it been stable for a while? Where's that at?
Well, it looks to be quite consistent, really, with the national immunisation data that we have on the record. And we obviously, this is the first time we've done a national poll of this sort to see what Australian parents are thinking and doing around vaccination. But when we compare it to the immunisation records that are there, it looks pretty similar, consistent with the recent report that was released a couple of weeks ago around no jab, no pay and the latest figures.
Okay, so is the 5% figure of children not up to date with their vaccinations, do
yes.
we know how much of that cohort is because parents don't believe in vaccinations, or how much of it is that other things have got in the way, the parents have forgot, couldn't be bothered, whatever it is?
Yeah, so the leading reason, in fact, given by a quarter of parents relating to those children behind on the vaccines, was that it was delayed either due to minor illness or a fever. And then the second reason behind that were those parents refusing who make a conscientious decision not to have their children vaccinated. And then a collection of other reasons as well in the mix, like some children who can't be vaccinated because of medical reasons, children who've come from overseas and are on a catch-up program, and then access issues, like it was too hard, I didn't have enough time, I didn't know where to go.
Okay, so the figure of parents, Australian parents, who won't get their children vaccinated as a point of principle is much smaller than that 5%. What, closer to 1%?
Yeah, it's closer to 1%, absolutely. The parents who indicated that they prefer not to have their children vaccinated in our study was 1% of the population.
This finding, which seems concerning on the face of it, that unvaccinated children are being refused medical treatment in this country.
Absolutely.
Did that surprise you? Can you tell us more about that?
Look, it did. It surprised us and it does worry us. It suggests a pattern of practice that hasn't previously been, I guess, seen in Australia and definitely warrants more consideration. So we looked at this particular question because in the US it's been a point of discussion for some time, the option for clinicians to refuse care to unvaccinated children. And we were interested to learn whether or not this is happening in Australia. And certainly I think it's really important to be clear that at the Royal Children's Hospital, we do not support that particular practice. That we certainly believe all children have equal rights to access healthcare regardless of their vaccination status. So we were really concerned to learn this figure of, you know, one in six kids being potentially turned away.
And from the survey, did you get the anecdotal evidence behind it? Did parents say, we were turned away because my child wasn't vaccinated and because the doctor or the clinic was concerned about others in the vicinity?
Look, we did get the information that we were turned away because my child was unvaccinated. What we don't have is, you know, more detailed information beyond that. And what we really need now is some research to answer those questions. Who was that healthcare provider? What was the context of that refusal? And what was the impact for that family? Where did they go and what happened next?
And do we have any of that information yet? Do we know if it was local GP surgeries or something different?
Look, we don't. This is a very new finding, and it's really, I guess, generated more questions, which is often the case with research, that need to be answered now. But certainly we think it's very important that, you know, everyone remembers that children are not necessarily making those decisions for themselves to be unvaccinated. And ethically, it's very fraught to be turning away children in this situation.
Yeah, so the policy of the hospital, for instance, would be that children deserve treatment no matter if they're not vaccinated. But is there a valid concern behind this decision that some might be making? Like, how dangerous is it to have an unvaccinated child in, say, a GP waiting room?
I think it's very important for parents to understand that the risk of contracting a vaccine-preventable disease from an unvaccinated child in a waiting room at a healthcare facility is extremely low. And that risk also exists in the community, obviously, whenever a child might come in contact with a child with a vaccine-preventable disease. What we also know is that children who have, and families who have, a good relationship with a general practitioner are less likely to have worries and concerns about vaccination and more likely to vaccinate their child. So really what that tells us is the engagement of these families with their healthcare providers is even more important, if you like, to answer those questions.
So you need to get the message to the doctors that don't turn them away, engage, because that's the way to convince people to get their children vaccinated.
Absolutely. Have those discussions, address those worries, answer those questions, and support parents to understand that vaccination's safe and the best thing, not only for their child, but obviously for the whole community.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 4 minutes to seven. Our guest is Dr. Anthony Rhodes, the director of the Child Health Poll, which is released today by the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne. This week, Anthea, we have had the intervention on Insiders on Sunday from Pauline Hanson about the no jab, no pay policy. She says many parents bring it up with her. They worry about vaccinations. They think it causes autism, and she thinks it's a dictatorial policy. Now, the merits of the policy or not, I'm pretty sure we know where you stand. But your survey found that 1 in 11 Australian parents believe vaccines are connected to autism, and about one third of parents are uncertain about the effects of vaccine. That's still quite high, isn't it? Does that alarm you?
Yeah, really worrying numbers, Fran. We were really interested. This is the first time in nearly 20 years that the Australian population has been studied in this way around what their actual worries and concerns are about vaccination. And it was concerning to us to see just how strong some of these misbeliefs and myths continue to be held in the community. So there's extensive medical research that shows no causal link between autism and vaccines, and yet shaking that actual belief there in the community that really stemmed from falsified research published, you know, decades ago now, it continues to be a challenge. And unless we can really have conversations and educate people, those worries will be there. And then that puts people at risk of turning away from vaccination.
Anthea Rhodes, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
My pleasure.
Dr. Anthony Rhodes is director of the Child Health Poll, released today by the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne.